And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 31st of August, 2010. 1422, on this day, Henry VI became King of England. He was 9 months old, the only child of Henry V. In 1423, the year after he ascended to the throne, English nobles from around the country swore loyalty to this tiny child and also set up a regency council to make government decisions until he was old enough to do that. And it was about a century and a half later that William Shakespeare wrote about Henry VI, wrote three plays which were among Shakespeare's earliest. They were big box office successes at the time. These days they're hardly ever performed anywhere, though they contain some quotable lines. It was in the Henry VI plays that Shakespeare said, "Defer no time, delays have dangerous ends." He said, "Suspicion always haunts the guilty mind, the thief doth fear each bush and officer." And Shakespeare wrote, "Smooth runs the water where the brook is deep." It's the birthday of William Shawn, born Chicago, 1907, was the editor of the New Yorker magazine for 35 years. He personally edited a great deal that went into the magazine, including Rachel Carson's Silent Spring and Truman Capote's In Cold Blood. William Shawn, who said, "Amid chaos of images, we value coherence. We believe in the printed word, and we believe in clarity, and we believe in immaculate syntax, and in the beauty of the English language." And it's the birthday of Maria Montessori, born on this day in Chiaravalle, Italy, 1870. Against her father's wishes, she wanted to study engineering, so she went to a technical school. All of her classmates were boys. After a few years, switched over to medicine, became the first woman in Italy to earn an MD degree. As a doctor, she worked with children with special needs, and it was through that work that she became interested in education. She believed that children were not blank slates, that they each had inherent individual gifts, and it was a teacher's job to help the children find those gifts rather than dictate what a child should know. She emphasized independence, self-directed learning, and learning from peers. And she was one of the first to use tables and chairs in the classroom that were made for smaller people. And after Mussolini kicked her out of Italy, she went to India and worked there. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth, "This Night Only." Moonlight now on Malibu, the winter night, the few stars far away, millions of miles, the sea going on and on forever around the earth, far and far as your lips are near, filled with the same light as your eyes. Darling, 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 the future is long gone by, and the past will never happen. We have only this, our one forever, so small, so infinite, so brief, so vast, immortal as our hands that touch, deathless as the firelit wine we drink, almighty as this single kiss that has no beginning, that will never, never end. This Night Only, a poem by Kenneth Rexroth from Sacramental Acts, the love poems of Kenneth Rexroth, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.